Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball, the Phillies snapped the Yankees' seven-game winning streak by taking the opener of their seven-inning doubleheader yesterday, 11-7. But Mike Tauchman's tie-breaking double in the seventh inning sent the Yankees to a 3-1 victory over the Phillies in the nightcap. Also, the Red Sox shut out the Rays 5-0, and the Mets bested the Nationals 3-1. Washington starter Max Scherzer exited the game because of a hamstring problem just one inning in. In MLB news, the league is cracking down on its coronavirus safety protocols, mandating that players and staff wear face coverings at all times, including in the dugouts and bullpens, but except for players on the field. The league sent a memo to teams yesterday outlining the changes to its 2020 operations manual after outbreaks with the Marlins and Cardinals led to 21 postponements in the first 2 weeks of the shortened 60-game season. In the NHL yesterday, the Panthers avoided elimination with a 3-2 win over the Islanders. The Islanders still lead their Stanley Cup qualifier series 2-1. Also, the Lightning skated over the Bruins 3-2, and the Canadiens defeated the Penguins 4-3. In the NBA, the Celtics crushed the Nets without all-star point guard Kemba Walker 149-115, and the 76ers held on to beat the Wizards 107-98. And at Saratoga Race Course, 4-year-old horse Nona Madeline took the $85,000 Summer Colony with a time of 1 minute 49.13 seconds. Today's schedule features the New York Stallion Series Cab Calloway Division. It's a $100,000 race. First post, of course, is at 1:10 p.m. And in college sports news, UConn has canceled its 2020 football season, becoming the first FBS program to do so because of the pandemic. Other schools had already taken the Huskies off their schedules, and Governor Ned Lamont was reluctant to allow players to travel to states with high infection rates. UConn had been preparing for its first season as an independent after leaving the American Athletic Conference. I'm Jesse King.